India Tea Price Report for the week ending 4th September 2021. Sale 35 was largely uneventful. Prices remained similar to the previous week. The market was steady with better demand in North India. In the South, prices were better than sale 34 for Orthodox tea across Kunur, Coimbatore and Kochi, but percentage of sales was lower. On the other hand, dust prices were lower than the previous week, but here too the percentage of sales was lower. Guwahati saw good demand for both leaf and dust teas. A comparison of prices for sale 35 across 2019, 2020 and 2021 places 2021 between the last 2 years. Among the top buyers, Tata Consumer Products was active for both leaf and dust, while Hindustan Unilever was active for dust teas. There were fewer outlots this week. Kolkata saw good demand for all teas, particularly Orthodox. The major blenders were active, Tata Consumer Products and exporters were active for Darjeeling tea. Prices remained similar to the previous week with the exception of Darjeeling, whose average price dropped by about 40 rupees. There were fewer outlots of whole leaf and brokens compared to fannings and secondary teas. This week we also caught up with representatives of the South India Tea Exporters Association, represented by the chairman Deepak Shah, vice chairman Ronnie Tarakan and other members. They pointed out to the twin problems that have been relentless this year. One is the rising cost of ocean freight coupled with non-availability of containers, which makes them apprehensive to take even future orders. The second is the problem of pesticides in tea. Members also spoke of changes in export subsidies and the impact on this problem, along with the challenges of competing with producers who are directly exporting to buyers. As things stand, they say we're looking at the last quarter of the year closing with unsold tea once again.